from the Champagne City Music Hall. Inside of the Waffle Dome, it's the Weekly Discover. Hey, today, hosting, I am Chris Morley.
My name is JD Myers.
And we have the best of 2018's release radar.
We're getting cheesy. We're getting corny.
Hell yeah, we are.
We got our Monday Night Football theme song queued up.
Sue us.
It's a battle of the best.
Today we have the champions of over 300 songs.
That's right, Chris. 331 songs entered this melee. And out of those, 21 are entering this tournament. We've got the brackets lined up. And we're ready.
We are ready. The streets will be lined with salt, snow, and blood today.
It's an overcast day here. Got snow predicted in the forecast. Canceled guests, and we're joined here today by two very special ones.
Not speaking for themselves, I shall introduce their greatness. The Shimada brothers Hanzo and Genji shall join us.
They're gracing the mics. Vocals on cooldown.
Vocals on cooldown. Hell yeah. Oh, man.
Well, we nailed that.
Yeah, we did. That was fucking sick. Oh, geez. This is going to be a bloodbath, dude.
Yeah, this is going to be nuts.
We have challenges for tiebreakers as well, since it's just the four of us.
Yeah, since it's just the four of us, we took some notes from the Weekly Discover Best Of. And we're coming in here with more ideas. In the event of tiebreakers, or one of us, you know, doesn't like, you know, we can't agree on a song, we'll take it to a debate. We'll both pit our arguments against each other, our opinions. If neither of us concedes, we'll take it to the challenge round.
Oh,
this
geez.
Is how we'll decide tiebreakers. We got a couple of challenges. We'll pull them out of the hat, and whoever does the challenge the best, judged by our lovely guests,
the Shimada brothers. Jesse McCree is also here, but he's running the technical aspect.
Yeah, he's got the soundboard.
Dude, I kind of miss just being able to bully Ryan or Edson into agreeing with me. I got pretty good at it.
Yeah,
it's gonna be much more difficult with you.
Can we make an agreement right now? Just make it bloody. Let's just make this bloody.
Make it bloody. Absolutely.
When I hit record again, we'll become friends. But until then, we're not friends.
I can stand by this.
We're vehement enemies.
We are here to, as the representations of these songs, since they cannot necessarily speak for themselves beyond the 20-second clips we'll have.
Yep. So let's go in and get the fuck into this.
Let's do it. Let's get our hands dirty.
All right. So we got some buys going to the second round already, but in our first match of the evening, in the left corner, coming from Charlie XCX, we got her track 1999. In the red corner, the contender this evening, he is legend with White Bat. What a match.
God damn it. Had to be the first one. Always have to be the first one.
All right. Who's taking, who's going first?
I'll go first.
All right. Go first, man.
What are your thoughts? I love both songs. They're apples and oranges. It's difficult to compare them.
Right. But we gotta.
But I know right off the bat what I want. For me, it's replayability, how many playlists I put it on. Staying true to myself, 1999 is the winner for me.
Fuck. Easy. God damn it.
Easy.
Let me tell you why you're wrong.
Go for it.
First off, they call me the White Bat.
I think I like that.
No, I hate this. I'm so angry. I really wish this wasn't the first matchup. I fucking love He Is Legend, and this is one of the best tracks that they put out in a long time. Maybe not a long time. That's registration.
Let's say a while.
In a while, since their last release, this is the best thing they put out.
Yes. That literally says nothing. That's just saying that you like all Heath Ledger music.
It's great. And but Charlie XCX 1999, this is a track that just kind of took me by surprise this year. Mm-hmm. And honestly, if 20 years ago today, Britney Spears dropped Hit Me Baby One More Time.
There you go. Then so, it's a sign. It lines up.
I'm pretty sure it's a sign. Yeah, dude. This sucks, but I think 1999 is the winner of this bracket, this round.
You're correct. Nothing against White Bat. It's just we put two champions against each other in the first round. Yeah. I think that 99 just edges it out.
Yep. That's unfair.
Yes, I just said edges it out on microphone.
I'm going to edge it out.
I'm edging out right now.
Can we hit that back, that White Bat? It's like, we'll come back to that.
We'll come back.
Sorry, Heath's Legend.
Rest in power, White
Bat. Fucking first round.
I know. It sucks. This happened last time, too.
Mike Todd was just turning it off right now. He's like, fuck this. Like, these guys suck. Why don't I turn this podcast on?
We fucking voted out Heath's Legend the first 5 minutes. So he's just like, all right, guess I'm listening to fucking anything else.
All right, well.
What we got next?
Well, let me mark this down.
Yeah, mark the victor.
All right, 1999 is proceeding into the next round.
It's going to be a bloody path to the top, honestly.
Yeah, it is. It's
for any of these tracks.
It's not looking good.
No.
In our second bout of the evening, we've got... Wait. Is it Disco Baby first?
Denzel Curry.
Second bout of the night. We've got Denzel Curry with Clout Cobain. Suicidal doors, call it gurgle pain. Two leather seats like a bloody stain. I need hella bass, I need hella pain. You gon' wanna cry, I'ma make it rain. Goddamn, I love that shit.
That's a great fucking beat.
God, it's so good. All right. The contender this evening, second bout, we've got Disco Baby from Demon Days. I'd like to get to know you, if that's okay with you, if that's okay with me. Watch out to stop it.
truth.
I'll go first.
Yes.
Number one.
You go first, please.
Clout Cobain was a late hitter for me.
Yeah.
It wasn't until like a week and a half ago that I really just kind of like started vibing. Like it clicked for me. I don't know. Just right time, right mindset.
I feel you.
I fuck with it so hard, but Disco Baby's just next level, dude.
It really is.
I don't know. I can't in a right mind argue that Clout Cobain is better than Disco Baby. Even though I would like to, I just don't. I don't think I'd be able to make it entertaining.
I agree with that. I'm getting myself fucked up in the meta. Yeah. Honestly, on both ends.
Yeah.
On both ends.
Right. Because why we can't have Demon Days?
Because Demon Days did win Weekly Discover.
Right.
So I naturally want to vote for Clout Cobain.
Yes.
Even though I don't think it's a better song. But then also to me, if we're thinking genre wise, a track, actually, I think it's probably the next track. I think within that kind of genre that Curry's in, I think that track blows Clout Cobain out of the water.
Right. Right. So let's, well, we don't want to get into that.
It's super meta.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I got my head fucked up. Disco Baby.
Yeah.
Disco Baby. Disco Baby. A better song.
Fucking Demon Days.
I know. It's fucking Aussie's getting up in our heads.
Aussie is the boss.
Jeez.
Aussie is bossy.
Aussie is bossy. The thunder from down under and Demon Days moves forward in the bracket.
Thank you. It's nice. That was nice.
Thanks. I've been watching Legend of Korra.
Oh.
That's how they recap the episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Korra is in danger. Mako's being an asshole again. What's Asami doing? No one knows. What will Bolin do to save the day? That's literally just every episode, pretty much.
Every episode?
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah, it is. I've heard it's a good anime. Good series. I don't want to call it an anime. Do you think people will be offended if I call it an anime? I would.
People will.
Yeah. Series.
So it's an anime. Fuck them.
All right.
Cool, let's move forward.
Moving forward. Our third title fight this evening. We've got J.I.D. with 151 Rum.
Act one. Yeah.
Run, Ricky, run, run, nigga, run, jump, nigga, jump, come, here they come, run, 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 gun with the drum, bum, biddy, bum, slump in the trunk, my city go, dum, 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 151, rum in a blunt, young nigga, num, 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 and he got a little gun, a little bitty killer, really doing it for fun, give him a little bit and he'll get the nigga done, son of a...
Versus, Sinaitis Tempo's Dark Reflections. So, fight.
Fucking. Once again, very different songs. Both really good songs, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Both very good. Different vibes for sure.
But which was better?
In my opinion?
Yes.
151 Rum.
I know that's your boy. And... like I was kind of alluding earlier, I think 151 Rum is a better rap song than Cloud Cobain is.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like it more than Dark Reflections, though.
Oh.
Because Sinaitis Tempo was like a big theme of our show, and this was one of the early ones that got us onto his work.
Oh, no, this is a later release, actually.
Later. Oh. Yeah.
Dark Reflections is one of his newer ones.
Well, it's on there because we fuck with him heavily.
I know, we do fuck with Sinaitis Tempo heavily.
And he's a local boy.
I know, and see, that's the other thing is like, it's just hard because how do you pit vibe, like just pure vibe, like Sinaitis Tempo brings with Dark Reflections versus something that's just like a story combined with just a great beat, right?
Yeah.
Like those are, I don't know. I fuck with both of them and I'm bobbing my head to each one.
This
and,
like, is true.
I find myself upset that we only listen to 20 seconds of each track.
Yeah. What do you think provides more? I think Sinaitis Tempo's track provides more.
Really? How so?
Well, first of all, it's 4 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's a minute and a half longer than 151 Rum. But I mean, J.I.D. does put a lot in those 2.5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess for me, it's something like similar to what Edson was saying last podcast. Sinaitis Tempo's music is not something I ever would have found. It's not a lane that I knew I had.
Yeah.
And this artist's music pushed me into that lane and provided that for me. So that's important to me. And that's why I'm voting for it.
That's a fair argument. That's a pretty fair argument. See, I just want to, I like both of them. I feel like both of them are kind of, I feel like I'm kind of tight with both of them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I feel bound to, like, both of them.
These are my boys. I don't want to let either of them down.
Fuck.
It's okay. There's plenty of time in the future for J.I.D. to drop fire tracks for us to put on the web.
For him to drop fire tracks? Did you say this isn't a fire track?
Oh, it's a fire track.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying there will be more in the future. Also from Sinaitis Tempo. But J.I.D. won't be too disappointed if we kick him out in the first round.
Yeah, you're probably right. Sinaitis Tempo is our boy.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
We could possibly have him on the podcast in this next year.
Oh, damn it. Why are you going to lay it out like that?
I'm just saying. I'm just
conceding now. You're right. You're fucking right. But that means... You're just setting. I see what you're doing.
What am I
doing?
You're
fucking setting these brackets up.
I'm not setting up these brackets.
I see what you're doing.
I'm not setting them up.
I see how you're laying this out.
I don't.
I see the brackets, how they're laid out right now, and I'm seeing how these wins are going. And you got a ringer in the midst, don't you?
If you have a vision, then I fuck with it. I have looked no further than whatever track we're on. I promise.
I'll believe you for now. Go get into the fourth battle of the evening.
All right.
Let's announce Dark Reflections as the winner.
Yes.
Cool. Next one. Fourth battle of the evening.
Yes. What have we got?
Bad Rabbits with After Party. In opposition, we've got Avoid-O-Rama from Drug Church. again.
Avoidorama.
Yeah.
Are we agreed upon that one?
Yeah, we're agreed upon that one.
See, I love Bad Rabbits, and that's a good song. It's definitely not the best song I heard from this year.
Yeah.
They dropped a healthy amount of music this year, it has all been great. But that's definitely not the best from them. And Avoidorama is a sick fucking song.
Avoidorama is a fucking great track.
Mm-hmm.
Got me into drug church this year.
Hell yeah. Anything to get you into church.
Yeah, anything to get me into church. Drugs involved, better.
Even better.
I'm liking it.
Preferable.
But after party, I don't know why, but I think I was listening to a podcast about conspiracies, and they were talking about after.
Where's this going?
They were talking about after parties and how this is really far out there. I'm sorry, but it's like,
oh boy.
The whole idea that there's this satanic child pornography ring and child sex selling slave and going on in the government, and like one of the big things is there's after parties at like Bohemian Grove or whatever where these politicians stay.
Oh god, I've read about that.
And they also have after parties, which is pretty much just them making other politicians be witness to fucked up shit so they can use it to
blackmail leverage.
Them, as leverage and blackmail. So now I listen to after the after party, I'm just like, is this about a satanic child sex slavery?
This is Bad Rabbits, not R. Kelly.
You're right. So Avoidorama.
Yeah, let's Avoidorama the after party for sure. Jesus. I'm sorry that being curious ruined that for you.
Bad Rabbits are great, though.
They are. Avoidorama is the winner of this round.
Yes, it is. Let's go into this next one.
All right.
We've got I Hate the Flowers from Nothing. Going up against Ghost from Gouge Away. Let's debate.
I'm trying to figure, honestly, to be honest, I'm not super huge on either one of them, really.
You know, I can understand where you're coming from. Especially the track from Nothing, Hate the Flowers.
They're kind of similar tracks. They're just kind of like the, you know, down-tempo kind of shoegazy garage style stuff.
I Hate the Flowers definitely has a more down-pulling feel to it.
Yeah.
Much more low, depressed kind of vibe. Not depressed, that's
me.
It's a morose vibe, there we go.
Yes, that's a good word.
And I don't think it's Nothing's best track off the record that just came out, off of this record.
Dance. It's a good record.
Yeah, it's good, but I don't think I Hate the Flowers is the most representative track off that. I don't know. I don't really like I Hate the Flowers that much to begin with.
Yeah.
And I didn't know Gouge Away. I didn't like Ghost that much when we first listened to it on the podcast.
Yeah.
But over like the past 2 months or so, I've come up with my playlist more, like my shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
And I fuck with it, dude.
All right.
The bass tone. I don't know. Her screeching vocals in it just kind of like.
I was going to say, I think her vocals is the thing that kind of set it up for me.
Yeah. Sonically, it just. Is so easy to, it's so gratifying to listen to sonically. I feel like just, I don't know, there's something about how they all mesh together on that track. And
yeah,
it's,
like
it's
her vocals are like almost abrasive over it, but in like a good way. It artistically works for them.
Yeah, and you get just a minimal amount of drive and gain on that fucking bass and guitar.
Yeah.
Time, just driving the entire time. It's a good tempo. I'm saying Ghost by Gouge Away is the winner in this one.
I agree. I don't see either one of these tracks living past the second bracket personally. So these are the little guys. They let the little guys fight.
All right. Oh, fuck this next round. God damn it.
What we got going on?
Not this one coming up, but and
I think it's probably the same one I've been eyeing this whole time, and I'm like, don't. God damn it. Don't fucking do it.
Well, you know what time it is.
What time is it?
It's time for the sixth fight of the night.
What have we got?
We've got Love It If We Made It. Wait, that's a lie. Redo. All right. That concludes the first round, I guess.
Yep, we got all the wild cards finished their games, so now it's the true playoff time.
Now it's the true playoffs. Here we go. Let's get into it. I don't want to do this.
We sat down thinking this was a good idea and we were going to have a good time.
On to the second round of the evening. The true tournament begins.
The true playoffs. The big boys are out to play.
Here we go. Up first, we've got We Appreciate Power by Grimes and Hana. Going up against Charlie XCX in 1999.
Oh, it's a pop battle. Would you like me to go first?
I guess so.
What's that? Do you want me to play it again?
No, I mean,
because
no.
I think we know these songs.
Yeah, we know these songs. I think we're ready.
1999 is a damn near perfect pop song.
Yeah,
We Appreciate Power is a fucking weird pop song.
It is the antithesis of a perfect pop song.
Yes, it is literally the polar opposite. It's literally like industrial.
Yeah. It has like some of these weird industrial vibes. What, it's like 5 minutes long?
Yeah, it's 5:35.
There's no true like chorus, verse, chorus structure. It's very
it just
weird.
It does what it wants. Yeah, and it has that really cool like interlude.
Yeah.
Like the really like pretty part. Yeah. Back into like the grossness of the guitar bends.
Two very, very good tracks.
Yeah, 1999 hits everything it needs to be a pop song.
Yeah.
I think We Appreciate Power goes way past that. So I'm going with Grimes. That's me going against Charlie XCX.
I know, dude.
She's like my favorite, but I'm going Grimes.
I was getting ready to argue the shit out of this.
Yeah, because you thought I was going Charlie?
Yeah, I thought you were going to go Charlie. But
I love Charlie, but this Grimes track was something else. If I'm basing it off of how we reacted listening to this, we were bouncing 1999, but we were like jaw dropped by Grimes.
Right, yeah.
It got to its second seed. It didn't have to fight in that first bout because it was a four-way unanimous vote for that as the MVP.
It really was.
It earned its spot here.
1999, you're getting knocked out second round.
Bye.
Sorry, Charlie.
If you listen to this podcast, I'm sorry I voted against you.
Come on the pod.
Come on the pod.
Woo! Round? Wait. This is the second round.
Yeah, right. We're still in the second round. Second fight.
Second fight. Here we go. Baby Metal with Starlight. Versus Demon Days and Disco Baby. Never felt this way about you. Now I'm not a safe house with you. So
fucking Starlight. Starlight's the best song to come out this year. I don't know what you want from me. I love Demon Days. And that song's really good, but Starlight's the best thing to come out this year. This is the best single released. I will stand by that. I will argue that throughout this entire fucking podcast. Nothing should beat Starlight in an ideal world.
Well, how can I argue with that?
Easily, probably, but if you feel the same way, then you're right.
I mean, no, I do feel... I feel like I could... I would have to try really hard to make a good case.
Starlight literally gives you the soaring and beautiful vocal harmonies of an anime opening and put it over an After the Burial instrument. What the fuck do you want? What more do you want?
Yeah, I can understand where you're coming from. Disco Baby does have it brings a lot to the table.
It does. It is a great song, front to back, perfect writing, instrumentally, vocally, lyrically. Starlight's a better song. Starlight's the best song this year.
I think, based only on the fact that Demon Days has taken the crown of Weekly Discover, I have to...
Oh, don't take that from Baby Metal. Don't give it that bullshit.
Nah, Starlight wins.
Starlight wins.
Starlight wins. Woo! Can't wait to listen to that again.
Yeah, hell yeah. Dude, I've listened to Starlight like 800 fucking times since we had it.
Is it your top track long term yet?
Long term? No. Short term, I'm pretty positive. I got it pulled up right here. Number four, medium term, six months.
That's pretty.
Oh, and yeah, well, the headlines are all messed up, but short term, it's number one.
Nice. Damn. Starlight it is.
Fucking Starlight, dude. I'm
going.
Telling you.
What is this? No, not the quarterfinals yet. We're not even near the quarterfinals. All right. Third bout, round two. We've got. Wait, who do we have? Oh, yeah. We've got Churches with Wonderland.
That little tempo runoff at the end there.
Contender this evening is going to be Sinaitis Tempo with Dark Reflections.
Bisonitis. Wonderland is the second best song to come out this year. Wonderland is a perfect fucking track. It literally has the second best production on this list. It's the vocals are perfect. The synths are perfect. It's so 80s. It's so good, dude. I love Sinaitis and I love that track, but Wonderland by Churches like moved me our first time listening to it.
Yeah, I remember. You had your arms spread out.
And yes,
you
were like flying. It was flying, dude.
You were flying.
It was flying. This was the first track in the history of our podcast that I listened to before the cast.
Is it? The first one.
Because like the first like set of episodes, yeah. I wanted to go in completely blind. But this is the one that tempted me and it was absolutely worth it. It changed the way I podcast. That's right.
I do remember that. You know, I gotta agree with you. Wonderland is just a better track.
Mm-hmm. Nothing against anybody that loses here. We gotta keep saying.
These out of 331 songs, these are the 20 best ones that we thought. These are all great tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Like these are all fantastic songs.
Absolutely.
You know? And we're completely clueless.
Absolutely.
And we're just fucking.
I don't know shit.
Bisonitis. Come on the pod.
Come on the pod. Sorry.
Please.
Sorry, you got smashed in the second round. Sorry, you got your spine shattered by Wonderland by Churches.
Yeah, but he fucked JID up.
it was a scathing battle, but he made it out alive just in time to get waffle stopped. TM Waffle House.
All right, that takes us back to our commercial break. This is The Weekly Discover coming from the Waffle Dome live in the Champaign City Music Hall. We'll be right back.
We're back. Welcome back to the Best of Release Radar 2018. We are in the second round.
We're in the second round, Chris.
And blood has been shed thus far.
It's been a lot of blood.
There will be much more to come.
All right, this is the fourth bout of the second round.
Yes.
All right, let's get into this. This is Life is Beautiful by Little Peep. Keep you cool at your grandfather's funeral. Finding out eventually the feeling wasn't mutual. You were not invited because you're nothing like the usual. Isn't life beautiful? I think that life is beautiful. You want to see your friends, but you're stuck inside a hospital. Doctor walks in and he tells you that it's terminal. Tumor in your brain and it's saying it's inoperable. Isn't life beautiful? I think that life is beautiful. Versus Drug Church's Avoid-O-Rama. Begin.
Remember how I said Wonderland was the second best produced song on this track list?
Oh, Lil Peep is the best, is the first?
Yeah, absolutely. That track is so wonderfully produced. It's absolutely beautiful. I mean, the lyrics are good too, and I like his flow. He's unique. I'm obviously a self-proclaimed fan of his music. Mm-hmm. I'm also a fan of Drug Church. Church is really good, and Avoid-O-Rama is a super strong single to release. I just think Peep had a better song all around. I think it brought more to the table.
You know, honestly, I don't really know in this situation because I'm not sure. I think on this list, like these may be the two tracks that I was didn't vibe with, you know, vibe mm-hmm. with the least, I think. Life is Beautiful. I don't know how to describe it. I hate it until I'm listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I don't know why. It's like, I don't want to listen to it until it comes on and it's like, okay, this is actually a good track. Like, I should stop, like, you know, I should take my dick out of my mouth. Like, this is.
You have a like prior bias going into it.
I don't have a bias. I don't know why. Maybe it's just my like preconceptions about the genre in general. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
The majority of that genre is garbage. But there's a reason that he got as big as he did.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. He's, mm-hmm. And it's nothing about that. I'm not saying quality. I'm not saying it's not a good song.
Yeah. Just might not be for you, man.
Right. And Avoid-O-Rama's. I'm not arguing this case. Yep. Life is going to the round two. Flip winning this one.
It might not get much farther, but I think the production value in itself earned it its spot.
Yeah. I agree.
Yes.
Life is Beautiful. Going to the next round.
Hell yeah.
Next on the docket, we've got Some Mutts Can't Be Muzzled by Amyl and the Sniffers. Going up against Gouge Way and their track Ghost.
Similar yet different tracks.
Right. But we all know Amyl and the Sniffers is winning.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
That was easy.
Some Mutts Can't Be Fucking Muzzled, baby.
Hell yeah. That's a really good track.
God damn. I don't know. I just think if I'm going in that direction, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, it still classifies as heavy music.
Yeah, it's all under like the umbrella of like punk or like hard rock. Whatever.
Whatever.
I just love the energy that Amel brings.
Yes, it's fucking,
it's fun.
It's really great.
And the way that actually the way that the song is lyrically written is it's kind of clever.
It's really
clever. I like it.
Yeah,
it's smart.
They have some other really great stuff too.
This is true.
What can we say? Aussie is bossy.
Aussie is bossy out here.
Going to the next round. See you, gouge away. On to the next fight.
Yes.
We're going into some new territory here.
This is the one I wasn't looking forward to.
These second seeds, man.
Yeah, dude.
These first round buys about to start biting us in the ass.
The heavyweights, dude.
We've got Love It If We Made It by the 1975. Versus our Canadian boys, DLTFWYH by Tokyo Police Club.
God damn it.
Don't you do it. Don't you fucking do it.
Dude, we chose the best timestamps for both of those to fuck me up. We chose both like the instrumental breakdowns out of the chorus. Fucking dude.
Ooh. Who wants to go first? Anzo?
Genji?
Fuck you guys.
They just did the nose game, and so it's down to us.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you want me to go first?
Nah, I mean,
I think I know where you're going.
I honestly don't know where I'm going. I feel like I could be swayed either way at this point. The only thing that's really stopping me is, or that's really making it hard is I don't want to say 1975 just because that's who I am. People.
I respect that. I'm 100% that kind of person too.
And I don't want to say Tokyo Police Club because I don't.
Because the kind of person you are. Oh no. A true moral quandary here.
It always comes down to it, doesn't it?
I'll rip the Band-Aid. They're both great songs.
They're
I love both of them. I think Love It If We Made It is better. Mm. Personally. Don't Let Them Fuck With Your Heart is a great fucking song. And it was a super strong single for a great album. But
I just think they aren't. It's like you taking the best fucking minor league baseball team and throwing them up against like pro level, like the best Yankees squad. Like, I mean,
yeah.
The production, what the 1975 has at their disposal is just so far ahead of above what Tokyo Police Club has.
Yeah.
I feel like the energy they have is vibes equivalent, honestly, like the message and
yeah.
What they are portraying across the track is almost equivalent.
Yeah, and I think the points are very important.
Yeah.
Also, it makes them really great songs.
Yeah, I just think, yeah.
I think the 1975 did it better.
They just have a little bit more.
And I mean, anything sane, like that Tokyo Police Club like album is really, really good.
It's fucking
I mean, so is the 1975 one, but I think Love If We Made It might be the strongest song on that album. So I think it was just luck of the draw.
Oh, well, I will definitely argue all fucking day that Tokyo Police Club put out a better album than 1975 did.
That's for another day.
There's no fucking way that isn't the case.
I agree.
Tokyo Police Club, you put out a better album than 1975, but Love It If You Made It is better than Don't Let Them Fuck With Your Heart.
Yep.
Concessions.
Yes, we can compromise there.
This makes me feel all right.
Okay, good.
I hate this.
Oh my God. I'm
feeling okay now.
I didn't know which one of us that was going to be harder for. It was obviously you.
Oh, man.
Boy.
I kind of didn't think of it. I'm like made myself not think about that fight until we were upon it.
I tried so hard not to think about it, but I didn't stop thinking about
it. God, dude. Fuck that.
That was a hard one. I don't feel proud, if that means anything. Yeah. Like, I don't feel good about myself, but I'm glad it's done.
Yeah, we got through it.
We had to get our hands dirty, man.
That, was it the right one or wrong decision? Doesn't matter. We're through it. It's done.
It's done.
Next one. Next fight.
All right.
We got Movin' by Joaquin Caron. Versus DNCE's TV in the Morning.
Strange.
Let me tell you why. It's not TV in the Morning.
Go for it.
I don't know what happened, but I hate that song.
Really?
It makes me so envious. Just think about that dude playing that song. Anyone hearing that's going to be like, yeah, I'll stay over. I'm staying over, dude. Fuck.
God damn it.
For
me, Movin' is a really, really good song.
Yeah.
I never remember it until it's playing.
Yeah.
This is the only song on this list that I literally forget about
yes.
the second I go away.
Okay, I'm on the same boat, because every time I'm like, oh, Joaquin, what does that sound like?
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as it starts playing, I'm like, oh, fuck yes.
Like me,
dude.
I'm like, oh, yeah, this is awesome. But the thing is, like, we've done that like six times where we're like, what the fuck is this track? And we're like, oh, that's a good track. Cool.
Yeah, it's
and
great.
And the second it's over, it's like, bye.
Yeah. I don't know. I like Movin' better than TV in the Morning, just because it's TV in the Morning is too. It's so smooth it almost hurts. Like, it's so smooth. Like, I don't know. It's something that it's like on my palate. It feels gross. Like, that's how smooth it is. It doesn't make any sense why.
It is a pop song.
Like, I don't know why, but it's just something about it is.
Mm. I don't know, man. I think for TV in the Morning, TV in the Morning.
It's TV in the Morning.
I think it fills all the necessary, you know, niches for a pop song.
Right.
And then it has like a little bit like guitar bass work over it. You know, like super, super doctored up, of course.
Yeah.
It's a pop song.
I almost feel like it doesn't fit not in the best of, I guess, but...
Mm-hmm. I was going to say
it's a great song.
The reason I'm willing to concede on it is I actually really like a lot of DNC's music. This isn't one of their best tracks.
Yeah.
It's not. It's okay.
Yeah, I think you said that when we first listened to it on the pod too.
Like it's good, but I wouldn't put it in the upper 50% of their discography.
Yeah.
Personally. So that's why I'm willing to concede if you're you know, hard passing on it.
I'm saying Movin' is
moving on to the next round.
There we go. Dunzo.
All right. I don't see it living, but...
Hey, you know what? I didn't see TV in the Morning living either, but...
This is true. That whole bracket could have dropped out. But,
No, I mean, seriously.
The flight got canceled.
The Movin' is pretty solid.
It's a good song.
We're going to have to listen to it again, and we're going to be bobbing our heads to
this
it.
This is true, because when it enters the next round, we'll be like, oh, this is this track versus what's Movin'? It's going to be like 5 minutes from now. And we'll be like, what the fuck is this track? So congratulations, the underdog, the sleeper.
Come on the pod.
Come on the pod.
Next up. Our final bout of the second round.
Jeez, didn't think we'd ever make it.
My 5-year plan by Kawanashi. See yourself in 5 years, because we don't see you making it past the front door, let alone 19. I didn't make your mistakes, so please just let me make you mine. I'm learning from your mistakes, what decision that battling Jesus Peace and the Curse of the Serpent.
The real heavyweights at that. God damn. I will make a claim real quick.
Yeah, what are you thinking, man?
I want to vote for Kawanashi because I feel like there's more depth to the song. Mm-hmm. I feel like the songwriting is more extensive and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Like, it's obviously more chaotic, more proggy. The message from the song I kind of vibe with, mm-hmm. and whatnot. But I can't say I like it more than Curse of the Serpent. I'm not going to lie. Curse of the Serpent is a fucking bop. So if I'm going back to one of these songs to listen to, I'm choosing Curse of the Serpent. So I think I might have to vote Jesus Piece.
You know, honestly, that's an interesting argument because I was going to make a similar argument, a similar statement,
mm-hmm.
a similar statement. Kawanashi's track has three more minutes of craziness that we didn't just tease there or like show off.
Yeah, absolutely. The rest of the song sounds not like that.
Yeah, that's like just a little break, and it is kind of a transitory piece. It's telling a story, but it's so chaotic.
Yeah.
As a song, it does work. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it's a good song, and I would love to have Kawanashi.
Oh, that'd be fucking sick.
But this Curse the Serpent Jesus piece is just 2 minutes of just fucking in your face riffage.
The chorus is straight meat. Fucking USDA grade A fucking beef.
Nah, yeah, dude, that shit is, oh my God, it is aggressive. I'm agreeing with you, dude. Curse of the Serpent.
Curse
is,
of the Serpent.
Is the track here.
Hell yeah.
Woo. We made it.
Jeez. It has been a bloodbath, but I'm glad we've been able to agree for the most part.
Yeah. We've agreed. We've
made some concessions. For now.
Yeah. We made some concessions, but we should probably get into this next round.
We should.
What do you think?
Let's do it.
Here we go. Round three.
Fuck.
Fight number one. We Appreciate Power by Grimes and Hana. Versus Starlight by Baby Metal. Debate.
Baby Metal released the song Starlight this year. And Starlight is the best song of the year. I love We Appreciate Power. I wish it didn't have to go down like this. They could have met in the championship, honestly, in my opinion. But Starlight's a better song.
I think it's better that it happened like this. I think it's better to
get it over with.
Get to get it over with because it's just a massacre.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a fucking bloodbath all the way.
Like, we Appreciate Power is a 5.5 minute long towering oak tree. Starlight is a fucking cannonball the size of a Volvo going at it 100 miles an hour.
It's a literal Buffalo Bill.
An actual Buffalo Bill. So what is your vote?
No, I agree with you. Starlight is, okay. I think, the better song.
Good.
You just get more out of it.
Yes.
I mean, you get a ton out of We Appreciate Power in it, but it, oh, fuck, dude. Starlight, I just feel like it's more accessible.
Yep.
I don't know.
This is true. You get a lot out of We Appreciate Power, you get more out of Starlight. Easy as that. That's what this is about.
Yep. This is what this is about. Grimes and Hana, you got knocked out. That was a decisive victory for Starlight.
Mm-hmm.
They're making their way into the corner finals.
They're going to make themselves to the championship in an ideal world.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see. There's a lot. There's stiff competition.
There's fierce, stiff peaks.
Fierce vascular stiff fleshy peaks
ahead.
A shaft.
Oh.
Oh, let's just do it.
Let's careen forth into this bloodbath.
Fuck.
Title fight number 2. Round 3. Wonderland by Churches. Facing off against Life is Beautiful by Lil Peep.
Hate to see it happen this way. Wonderland is way better song than Life. I love Life is Beautiful. And like I said, I think it's the only track that's better produced than Wonderland. But production aside, the quality of song goes to Wonderland.
Yeah.
Easy.
This is an easy win.
Yeah.
This is a very, very easy win.
Like, it's a, like, congrats a little Pete for making it this far. I didn't think it would happen. Yeah. But Wonderland's going to fold you like a fucking chair.
The Churches are going to turn you upside down like they turned that fucking A upside down.
God damn it.
Or that U? That U into a V.
That U into a V. Fold you into a V.
You're not going to fold you into a V.
God damn it.
That's what I was trying to go for. Thank you.
There you go. I got you.
We do wonders here.
We really do. We're the modern day miracle workers. So if you're feeling Helen Keller today, come on the pod.
A Wonderland awaits you.
Wonderland.
All right, we're going to take a little break here.
Yes.
Word from one of our sponsors. We'll be back shortly.
Wonderbook. Become someone else. Shape a new universe and escape into a new world. At Wonderbook, we'll help you find your next adventure, your next companion, or your next first love. Because whether you want to learn something new, understand more, or dream bigger, the right book will always keep you company. Wonderbook. Over 2 million books, movies, and music online and in-store. Locations in Frederick, Hagerstown, and Gaithersburg. Wonderbook, www.wonderbk.com.
Thanks for joining us back here at the Champaign City Music Hall. We're live in the Waffle Dome Center.
We have returned to watch the conclusion of this battle. We are in the third round, and Lil Peep just got folded like a fucking chair.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
This third round has been pretty decisive thus far.
Yeah, it has. It's been a quick one.
I'm a fan of this.
We got two more battles, though. We'll see how it pans out.
This is true. I always eat my fucking words when I'm like, oh, this is going great.
The lay of the land has shifted dramatically. It's at your word.
In the fucking distance, just a huge wrench just coming my direction and get thrown in anything I do.
It's like when you're on those platforms in Pokemon Stadium. The Pokemon Stadium map and smash, and then you get that right hook. You just land that side smash, and scenery changes to the ice fucking forest.
God, I hate that shit.
Stops them from getting launched off the side.
I've been robbed as Donkey Kong too many times by fucking stage changes. It makes me furious. If you're not playing Omega, you're a child. I'll make that solid claim. Fight me. It has to be on Omega, though, because that's how adults fight.
Speaking of adults,
yes,
fighting, we're about to see a vicious smackdown here. We've got Amel and the Sniffers with Some Mutts Can't Be Muzzled. Versus Love It If We Made It by 1975.
Would you like to go first?
I would like to go first.
Do it.
Hashtag Aussie is bossy. Even one of the sniffers. Some mutts can't be muzzled, man. All I'm saying is, you're getting muzzled. I'm sorry.
There is no universe, dimension, realm in which some mutts can't be muzzled is better than Love It. Literally no fucking way. There's so much more to that song. Some mutts, like I entertained it thus far. Like, it's a fun, it's a witty punk song. Love It If We Made It is like an important song.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it made so much more of an impact. It's way more important. I'm not I'm purposely trying to talk down on Ammo and the Sniffers. Right. It's a really good song. There's a reason it made it up to the third round.
No, like these are all great songs.
I just, like I said, there's no world in which it's better than Love It If We Made It.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I have to agree, and I hate it. I hate every second
of it.
I know
you hate it, but you're enduring for the people.
I'm fucking trying,
dude. You're doing God's work out here.
Oh, God. One would hope.
God.
Which God, though? Because I'm going to leave it up to a personal decision. When I blow my candles out, I'll praise my own God. Okay.
Praise Rava.
Hell yes. Hell yes.
Indeed. Let's get to the final bout of the third round.
Yes, thank you. We're getting into it. Final bout. We've got Joaquim Caruud.
Who?
Joaquim Caruud.
Yes.
With his track Movin'. Going up against a good old boy's a Jesus piece with Curse of the Serpent. What you got?
Very different tracks. Very fucking different tracks. But I will have to cite my previous statements. Who the fuck is Joaquin? What does Movin' sound like? Like, I remember the part we played was really good. I couldn't hum it for you. Whereas I can scream Curse of the Serpent right now. I'm going Jesus Piece. Movin's good. I just don't remember it.
Fuck, dude, I'm trying to remember the melody.
Remember it.
And I can't, all I'm getting is, we can have coffee in a bed. No, get out of my head.
God damn it. DMC, it's haunting you. See, I'm trying to think of moving, but all I hear is, go talk to Starbuck. His fucking deep ass voice.
Oh, it's right on the tip of my tongue. Right.
Curse of the Serpent.
Yeah.
Curse of the Serpent.
Curse is going. Making its way into the quarterfinal.
Oh, woo. God damn it.
We're in it now. We're fucking in it. Quarterfinals, baby.
Here we are.
Here we are. First round. First engagement. That didn't sound fun. That didn't sound as cool as I thought it would.
I liked it. It doesn't sound like a fight, though.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a fight.
Just because, I mean, the company I work for, they will talk about customer engagement. Right, so right. It sounds like they're going to go talk to each other. Which doesn't really set the scene for Baby Metal beating whoever we voted in. Because that should happen.
All right. All right. Let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Quarterfinals, first round. We've got Starlight by Baby Metal. Going up against Wonderland.
Oh, God damn
by
it.
By Churches.
Can't Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt that. I forgot it was Wonderland. Oh, God damn it. Why couldn't they have been on opposite ends?
Why? So Baby Metal can still
win
destroy?
In the championship. Yes. I wanted churches to have second place. But it looks like they're left in fourth because Baby Metal released the best song this year. I'm confident of it.
I agree that Starlight is better than Wonderland. That could be a fierce debate there, but unfortunately...
We agree.
Yeah, we've got two mute guests here and fucking...
This is
we
true.
Agree.
If you're listening and you disagree with anything here, hit us up. Tell us why we're wrong.
Yeah, and come on the pod to explain.
Exactly. It won't redact it. This is set in semi-permanent pencil, yeah. But tell us why we're wrong. Because I'm not. But if you can change my mind, I will absolutely respect it.
Yeah.
Hit us up. Engage us.
That sounded pretty vicious, actually. That sounded like you were going to fight
someone. There we go. Reaffirming you.
Thank you.
Good vocabulary choice.
I appreciate you putting it into context and giving it that additional...
I did that on purpose.
You're a genius, man.
You're up.
All right, so Starlight made its way to the semifinal.
All right.
Let's go to our second quarterfinal matchup.
Wait, isn't this then technically the semifinals, and then the next match will be the finals?
Yeah.
Beautiful
numbers and position,
fuck them.
I don't
fuck them, dude.
I got issues, man.
What's important is the music.
Yes,
and this is the
our second semifinal match. Love It If We Made It by the 1975. Being pitted against Curse of the Serpent by Jesus Peace. I know which way I'm going.
Probably the wrong one.
Look, we both know whatever song goes to the next round is going to fucking lose. I've conceded almost so many of these bouts. Love It If We Made It is going to lose to Curse of the Serpent.
No, it's not. There is literally no reality in which Curse of the Serpent is a better track than Love It If We Made It.
Well, I'm making one right
There's
now.
There's no way.
And it's
absolutely
better.
Not.
I'm to argue that, dude.
I'll pull up the fucking lyric sheets right now and show you the fucking third grade versus college level.
Can we compare the lyrics side by side?
We can. Quick?
All right, let's do this. I'll pull up Curse of the Serpent. You pull up Love It If You Made It. And we'll read line by line. Line by line, you ready?
Do it at the same time.
And we'll go back and forth.
Let's mix the two songs.
All right, that's good. You want to go first?
Mine's going to be long and well-educated, so you can go first.
Okay. All right. Snatched from my world, I lay wounded from the strike you gave me. Venom flows through me now, killing every vein. Sank your fangs in me, ignored my every plea. Rotting away at me, revenge is all I seek. Curse of the Serpent, carry the burden. Piercing me deeply, constant burning.
Same.
Death to the Serpent, evil incarnate. Swinging thy tongue with a venomous outlook. Are you not feeling this?
Pretty edgy.
Wretched serpent infecting my surroundings, rear your vile head, succumb to my blade.
That's pretty sick.
Curse of the serpent, carry the burden. Pierced me deeply, constant burning. Death to the serpent, evil incarnate, swinging thy tongue with a venomous outlook.
It is better written than I gave it credit for. I still think it's not nearly as well written as Love It If We Made It. I will stand by that 100%. You want me to read this?
I thought we were doing battle here.
Yeah.
I've laid out Jesus Peace's lyrics here.
That's all?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, that was all of them. It's a shorter song. It's mostly riffage and breakdowns.
I'm telling you, it's all beef. All beef, no brain. And trust me, I love it. For the 1975, verse 1. We're fucking in a car, shooting heroin. Saying controversial things just for the hell of it. Selling melanin, and then suffocate the black men, start the misdemeanors, and we'll make a business out of them.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And we could find out the information, access all the applications that are hardening positions based on miscommunication. Oh, fuck your feelings. Truth is only hearsay. We're just left to decay. Modernity, it has failed us. And I'd love it if we made it. Times four. And poison me, daddy. I got the Jones right through my bones. I write it on a piece of stone. Poison me, daddy. I'll start that verse over again, since you can't keep your composure. And poison me, daddy. I got the Jones right through my bones. Writing on a piece of stone. A beach of drowning three-year-olds. Rest in peace, little Pete. The poetry is in the streets. Jesus save us. Modernity has failed us. And I'd love it if we made it times like 800. Tell me something I didn't know. Consultation, degradation, fossil fueling, masturbation, immigration, liberal kitsch, kneeling on a pitch. I moved, and in quotes, I moved on her like a bitch, excited to be indicted. Unrequited house with seven pools. Thank you, Kanye. Very cool. The war has been incited, and guess what? You're all invited. And your famous modernity has failed us. And I'd love it if we made it. That's social commentary.
That is some social commentary.
Mm-hmm. It covers a lot of grounds.
It does cover some ground, yeah. It is a very present track.
Indeed it is. Hence why I think it is important, and also that there's no world in which the curse of the serpent is better than it. Poison me, daddy.
You know, curse of the serpent is poison. That's all I'm saying.
They do have veins in common. Both songs talk about veins.
They do talk about veins. They do talk about veins. You're right. And
it's just Jesus Peace doesn't get past that point.
1975 does use kitsch correctly, like pretty nicely. That's interesting.
I don't know what that word is, but I just know it's cool, important, or something.
It's a, I looked it up.
Nice.
Because it sounded cool. Art objects or design considered to be in poor taste because of excessive garishness or sentimentality, but sometimes appreciated in an ironic or knowing way, a lot like the song that he wrote. But I agree that it's better.
It's a better song. It is a better song. It is a better written song. I was going to say it's better produced, but that does not matter for hardcore music.
Yeah, the shittier it's produced, it's usually like, could make it better.
I know Ryan doesn't listen to anything that is 480p or higher. It has to be ripped from like an LG Envy phone.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, this LP's sick.
All right.
Love it. Love it. We
goes,
made it.
Goes to the next round.
It's been a long road.
It has been a long road. We finally found our way here.
Everything is lit up to this moment. This moment is paramount in Release Radar history.
It's fucking paramount. Let's get to it.
Let's do it.
In the final round of this evening, coming to you from the Waffle Dome Stadium, we've got our contenders, Baby Metal and their track, Starlight, versus the 1975 and Love It If We Made It. Begin!
Let me start by saying, I do really love both of these songs. There are multiple playlists, plenty of hits on both of them. Love It If We Made It is very important. It makes tons of claims that I vibe with heavily, commentary that I agree with. The whole album is great, and it was the perfect leading single for it. Baby Metal Starlight is the best song released this year. 100%. I knew it from the beginning. I said it from the beginning. Starlight is the fucking champion.
Yeah, it is.
It's kind of weird how for a release radar, a metal song won. And then for Discover, a fucking, like, jazz song won.
Huh.
You'd think it'd be that kind of flipped.
You think it would.
But it's not, because Baby Metal released the best fucking song of 2018.
And you heard it here first.
Now everybody's going to classify us as, a fucking weeb cast, but I don't care.
You know what?
Starlight by Baby Metal is literally the perfect amount of catchy and heavy.
I think fundamentally, it is the right choice.
Thank you, whatever Japanese corporation put Baby Metal together and wrote this song.
Thank you.
You did a great job.
Hey, you know what? I have a feeling.
Yes. I'm gonna tell myself that.
I'm gonna tell myself that.
Hell yeah. Anything that helps me sleep.
You know, there's some great musicians that work on it.
This is true. Honestly, this was a really good list. Yeah. This was tough. Some of the matchups I was ready to die for, I'm not gonna lie. But I think we made the right choice here.
I think so.
I think that we did. And now we'll have a full year's worth going into next year to make this even harder.
It's going to make it so much more fun. 331 wasn't too rough, but having 40 plus songs going into it.
Oh my God.
That's going to be fun.
You know what? It will be. Yeah, it will be fun.
It will be fun. It's going to be a good time.
It'll have to be like a fucking 2-3 fun episode.
Yeah. I would like to do it in like the brackets as release them like week after week. That would be fun. Kind of fun.
That would be cool.
Do the first one. Like, you know what I'm saying. But next time we'll have new sponsors, new segments.
Mm-hmm.
Give a little preview of the year coming up.
Indeed.
2019, hit the grind. We'll see new segments, new episodes coming out. We can discover it's going to be consistently.
Absolutely.
Contact us on social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Hit us at our Gmail, weeklydiscover@gmail.com. We hope to see you in the new year. Come on the pod.
Come on the pod 2019.
Come on the pod 2019.
So that wraps up 2018 for us. That was the release radar best of 2018. And only great things in the future for 2019 and beyond. I'm Chris Moreland.
And I'm JD Myers.
See you next.